In many American schools, we have a program focused on conflict resolution in which older children are taught how to intervene in the conflicts of younger children. 11-year-olds in the school are taught how to walk around the playground and intervene when they see younger children having a problem. In our PATHS schools, we have them wear a t-shirt that has the control signals poster on it. That makes it very concrete. We put the symbols of the skills everywhere, so when the older child intervenes, they'll say, "Let's go to the red light first because we have a problem. We'll calm down." And then, "Let's go to the yellow light. First you talk and the other listens, and then the other talks and you listen." Then Mark went on to explain some of the ways they assessed what children had learned. We asked them questions like, "How can you tell when you're angry or sad?" They become better at responding to these questions, better able to recognize and talk about their feelings, than children who don't have this training. Almost immediately show a reduction in their own self-report of symptoms of depression and feeling sadness. In fact, those are relatively easy symptoms to change. When children learn the power of talking about their feelings and sharing them, it is often a very important antidote to depression. Over time, we also see reductions in children's aggressive behavior. So we're slowly reducing the amount of aggressive behavior and acting out of destructive emotions. Although adults are important in children's lives, the heat of the moment is almost always in peer relationships. We know that the very best predictor in childhood of adult mental health is what other children say about a child during their school years. Children see things about other children that adults often miss. Because of this, I think it's very important that this kind of work be universal, that it not be done just in the context of psychotherapy, with an adult teaching one child. Really, a parent can't do this all alone, either, because children's peer social context is very important. We have to create contexts in schools in which they see these skills as valued in their peer relationships, in other children. And children need to realize from an early age that this is really what growing up is about. In America, this is quite a problem given the radical changes in the last 20 years in the amount of time adults spend with children.